This is a CKTZ News Update. Volunteer coordinator of the Cortez Island Natural Food Co-op's community garden, Kate Madigan, says there are up to 5 plots available. She says they vary in size, with the largest being 4 by 16 feet. Madigan adds that depending on demand, some applicants could receive more than one plot, and folks who've already been working the land will be grandfathered in.
Well, it's like any community garden. I guess there aren't a lot of community gardens on Cortez, if any, other than this one. And so, you know, people who don't have their own garden space at home need something. I know that this, you know, was owned by the residents here, that, you know, the people who used to live here before the co-op bought the land. And so they created all this garden space. I think Axel was, you know, a really important part of that, and he's still involved here. And so it became available to the community. And so there's quite a few plots here, and they're all like of various sizes. Some of them are as big as 4 by 16 feet. So that's pretty good size. And there's all sorts of garden tools here. I mean, it's just a really great, you know, resource for anyone who doesn't have their own garden space, especially if they live or work in the South End.
And what is the process for applying to get one of these garden plots?
Well, you just email me or call me and put you on the list. And we're just trying to figure out how much interest there is, because there's a number of people who have been gardening here already and they've had more than one plot. And in some cases, they've had 3 or 4 plots because last year there wasn't enough people gardening here. So some of those are going to be grandfathered in. It's just kind of a one plot per person. But the people who were here last year, they might get more than one plot just because they're familiar with the garden and they've done so much to it already. So.
And what is the deadline for getting in a request to you?
April 30th.
Okay. Yeah. And so it's basically going to be a first come, first serve basis in terms of the new people that apply?
That's right. I've already got 3 people that have emailed me since I put the notice up a couple days ago. So yeah, I think there's still a few more plots left though.
Okay. Now the people that do succeed in getting one of those plots, they do have to adhere to a set of guidelines, I understand. Are you able to just give us a bit of an overview of what those guidelines are?
Sure. And just so you know, I'm the coordinator and I actually have my own garden at home. So I don't have a plot here. I don't need one. However, the person that coordinated it last year sort of said, you know what? Every time I went to go and garden my plot in the community garden, I would get all sorts of questions and people wanted to talk about things, and I never got to garden as much as I wanted to. So it's actually good that I don't have my own plot here. Having said that, you know, coordinating it, I'm really just creating the waiting list for people who want plots, taking the money, you know, managing the money part of it. And I really hope that people will just follow the guidelines, but also just self-organize and work together, you know, just so that, like, I don't have to do that much. I really hope that people will just really be cooperative about this.
And so what are some of those guidelines, like the key ones that people need to know about, Kate?
Well, I think there's a few of them, mine, but basically, you know, you just really want to be cognizant of other people. Don't, you know, garden other people's plots without, or take the food without their approval. You know, being mindful of creating, you know, really tall plants in their garden plot that might shade other ones. You want to, you know, make sure that you're really careful with the water and use the timer, because it is a, you know, some people leave and they forget to come back and turn off the sprinkler, and that's you know, just things like that. Don't come in with a radio or you know, loud music playing. You know, that's what earbuds are for. You know, no fires, no drugs and alcohol. You know, just really being, you know, it's basically just being nice to other people and you know, treating other people the way that you want to be treated.
Be mindful of your kids if they come and join you.
That's right, too. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, so I think it's pretty basic. You know, pay your fees. It's $20 a plot. If you have more than one plot, you know, we don't want people to pay, you know, more than $50. You know, like, if there are, again, there are people who have more than, some people have, like, say, 3 plots, but we're just saying, you know, maximum $50, regardless of how many you have, but it's minimum $20 per plot.
Okay, and what does that money go towards?
Well, we do have, like, there's quite a bit of infrastructure here. You know, there's like there's things that we need to keep the deer out. There's always like gate issues. There's some geese flying overhead. That's pretty nice. And so, you know, just hardware for water. There's like, you know, the sprinklers, and it just seems like things need to be replaced on an annual basis sometimes, like some of the hose splitters and sprinklers and you know, the wheelbarrow needs a bit of work and just things like that. It you know, it kind of adds up.
And I understand that once a person receives a plot, there is a deadline for which it has to be worked. It can't just sit there fallow for the whole growing season.
Exactly. That would be a drag if somebody took a plot and didn't work it, and then there's people who want it, right? Yeah. So, you have to start working it. You have to show some intention by, you know, May long weekend. And if you haven't done something with that plot, then maybe we'll reassign it.
Okay, final question, Kate. Are there any restrictions in terms of what could be grown, or what kind of amendments can be used for fertilizers, etc.?
Yeah, that's something that we would prefer to not see synthetic, you know, synthetic insecticides and pesticides and fertilizers too. It would be great to keep things all natural here, yeah.
Okay, anything that cannot be grown?
You know, I didn't even think of that. So, excellent question. I don't think there's any restrictions on that right now.
Okay. Well, Kate Madigan, best of luck, and thanks so much for speaking with CKTZ News.
You're welcome, Greg. Thanks so much.
To apply for one of the plots at the Cortez Natural Food Co-op's community garden, do so by April 30th by emailing Kate Madigan at Chamadaska, that's CHAMADASKA, @gmail.com, or by calling her at 250-935-0242. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.